Doug Tyrrell, History and Comment is available weekdays on iHeartRadio.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Tyrrell. This is History and Comment for Tuesday, the 5th of December, 2023. Things got busy yesterday before I could upload the program for the day, and when I had returned, Little Red Dog had chewed up another computer mouse. I have trouble functioning without a computer mouse. In the year 1033, there is a major earthquake in the Jordan Rift Valley and causes severe damage across the Middle East. The valley forms the eastern border of the nation of Israel and the Jordan River. It sits well below sea level. The Dead Sea at the southern end is 1,400 feet below sea level. Keep in mind that it's about 45 miles east of the Mediterranean Sea coast. At the northern end is the Sea of Galilee, which sits 700 feet below sea level. The geology is the Asian plate meets the African plate, creating a deep valley. One of the biggest flaws with the idea that kingships should pass to a family heir is displayed in 1560. 13-year-old Charles IX becomes King of France after the death of his older brother. Maybe the most famous auction house in the world is Christie's in London. The founder, James Christie, holds his first auction on this day in 1766. He was 26 at the time, and little is known about his family, but he appears to have been well connected. If you're really good at history, you might recall five men were killed in the Boston Massacre. In 1770, several British soldiers are tried for murder in the affair. Future President John Adams acts as their defense attorney. Most are acquitted, but two are found guilty. Eighth President Martin Van Buren is born in 1782. He is the first president born after the American Revolution, and as such, was never a British subject. Former President John Quincy Adams is not inclined to simply retire after his time as president. In 1831, at the age of 64, he takes his seat in the House of Representatives and will hold that seat for 17 more years. George Armstrong Custer is born in 1839. He's fresh out of West Point for the Civil War and makes a name for himself in that conflict, but the story is extremely complex. Some accounts call him a very capable military commander, while others a tyrant obsessed with military power. If you consider the whole body of evidence, the latter appears more accurate. Of course, Custer will lead the 7th U.S. Cavalry to defeat at the Battle of Little Bighorn in 1876. If you read the accounts in the weeks leading up to that battle, powers in Washington did not want him in overall command and feared he would go rogue. In fact, that is exactly what he did the moment he got out of view. Jefferson Davis is elected to the U.S. House from Mississippi. He will later serve in the Senate and as U.S. Secretary of War before siding with the Confederacy. In a message to Congress, President James K. Polk confirms that large amounts of gold have been discovered in California. It's 1848. The next spring, the gold rush is on. If you know much about general aviation, that's the branch that is smaller planes and private pilots, the name Cessna is well known. The founder, Clyde Cessna, was born on this day in 1879. He's about 30 years old when he watches his first airplane exhibition, but is hooked. He had some skill as a mechanic and decides to build and fly one. Fortunately, aircraft of the day flew low and slow because he crashed his first model 13 times before his successful 14th flight. Over the next 25 or so years, he builds a rather successful business before the Depression brought it down. As the economy improved, he did not restart, but assisted his nephews in forming a new Cessna. Walt Disney is born in 1901. We really do not need to spend much time telling who he was, but much like Cessna, he was from a rural Midwestern upbringing and did not succumb to early failures. We have talked before how later constitutional amendments tend to be legal in their language. The 21st is ratified in 1933. It specifically repealed the 18th, which instituted prohibition. But it also allowed the states to regulate alcohol importation into their states. We could argue that this could be assumed by the 10th, which leaves to the states those matters not expressly given by the federal government. One of the most widely known losses of aircraft in the Bermuda Triangle occurs on this day in 1945. A training flight of Avenger aircraft take off from the coast of Florida and never return. The matter remains the subject of speculation as nothing from the five aircraft has ever been found. In all likelihood, they went down northeast of Florida and east of the continental shelf in very deep water. The flight leader was a highly skilled pilot with over 2,500 hours. The other four were students with limited experience. Out east of Florida, the leader's plane lost its compass, and since navigation at the time was by direction and time, they became lost. They had radio contact with shore, but were unable to determine where they were. The flight leader thought they were around the southern tip of Florida and in the Gulf of Mexico, and proceeded to fly northeast. After several hours of flight over open water, radio contact was lost. Singer Jim Messina is 76 today. He started out in Buffalo Springfield, then was with Poco and the duet with Kenny Loggins. Beyond that, he had a few solo works. London mixes air pollution with their fog in 1952. The unique combination brings the city to its knees for 4 days. Russia is banned from the 2018 Winter Olympics because they had been caught doping 4 years earlier. That's History and Comment for the 5th day of December. I'm Doug Terrell. Now, go do something worth remembering.